sounds so familiar. What is it?
Oh, a little something I like to call listen while you work.
Listen while you work?
You bet. What better way to brighten your day than to take a laugh break with Babes in Voiceland while you're working? It doesn't matter if you're at the office or doing housework. When hearts are high, the time will fly, so listen while you work.
Okay, I want to talk about something that is totally useless information.
Oh, no.
But okay. You will find very interesting.
Oh, all right.
Wait.
But you find useless information important.
Useful, useless information. It's okay.
Please. You know, I love to watch TV. I mean, most of the time that's what Grady and I are doing, watching TV now that he's retired. And I watch a show called How the Universe Works. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Okay. I learned a new word called spaghettification.
Can you eat it?
It sounds like spaghetti.
Spaghettification. Okay.
Spaghettification.
You will never need to know this, but it is very interesting.
What does that have to do with the universe?
Wait till you hear this. Now, I know you guys aren't like Star Trek people.
Okay? I just keep seeing noodles in space.
Spaghettification. It sounds like something you would eat, but let me tell you.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Star Trek? I know you guys
I love Star Trek.
Yep. I love it. Do you really?
Are you making this up? No, when I was little.
No, in the 60s, we were glued watching that. My dad would say, you're going to see this in your lifetime.
Okay, do you remember how they talk about the black holes or wormholes? It's the same thing.
Oh, yeah, they would travel through them.
Okay, and you travel through them, right?
Yeah,
and you go
the next
and you
place.
Come out somewhere else. That is
billions of light years away.
That is totally not true.
What?
And I am, you
mean, Star Trek is not true?
No. Let me tell you something, because you are going to find this interesting.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
If you could go into a black hole.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Diana. Where is your mind going?
I know that was what I.
Where's
was
your
wondering.
Mind going?
No, my. Go ahead.
Who else thought what Diana thought? If you could go. If you could go into a black hole.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Family show.
Gravity speeds up time. Time is slower the closer you get to gravity. This is a true fact.
But it's faster the closer you get to your grave. But never mind.
So technically, time is slower in the basement than it is in an attic. But now, it might be fractional, but this is true because of gravity. This is true. Gravity.
So at a 40-story
gravity
building.
Gravity. Boys and girls, we have Bill Nye the Science Guy on our show today.
Time is slower, closer to gravity, okay? So, you know how they send a probe into the black hole in Star Trek?
I think I remember that episode. Was that the one where he took his shirt off?
A probe into the...
Okay, all right, go ahead. I'm listening.
They send a probe into the black hole.
Will you stop saying that?
But they do.
I can't take it anymore.
Okay. When you send a probe into the black hole because of gravity, it stretches like spaghetti because of gravity.
Is that al dente spaghetti?
Okay, because black hole is an amazing particle accelerator.
Okay.
Okay. Now let me take a second to tell you about light years.
I'm turning blonde over here.
Buzz Lightyear.
This is a Buzz Lightyear. Yeah, but listen, do you know what the distance of a light year is? Do you have any idea? I'm going to tell you. The distance of a light year is 6 trillion miles.
Wow, that's a really long way to go.
And the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second.
Okay.
This is a fact.
So it's a black hole because light can't escape.
Okay. Do I have to do math?
I learned that before,
I don't want to do math.
Well, listen to me. Listen. Right. You're going to love this.
Okay.
So if you really could send a probe into a black hole,
she said it again.
It would take 26,000 light years to reach the black hole. 26,000 light years.
Because time slows down?
Huh?
Because time slows down?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I went, I would age slower.
Well, listen to this. Okay, so
if you
could, if you could go into a black hole, fly around in there, and come out,
you'd be younger.
You would see yourself going in, but you couldn't because you would be spaghettified. You would be stretched like spaghetti, and you could be spaghettified, so it would never happen. So what they do on Star Trek, where they go in the black hole and come out, it could never happen.
Oh, but I'd be younger and thinner.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would. But let me tell you, all this information is why I leave it all up to the scientists, and I just like to eat pizza and drink wine with you guys.
Yeah, okay. That works for me.
Continue our mission to explore strange new worlds.
Okay, gals, I know this subject can kind of be touchy for us once in a while, but we're not spring chickens anymore. We're not as young as we used to be. I get reminded occasionally when I go by a mirror and go, wait a minute, who is that?
Who is that old person looking back at me? Holy crap.
I do not recognize that person. And then I get caught up in wanting to try something else to make myself look different or to make myself look younger. And you know, but I think there's a lot of really scary stuff out there that is worse than what I'm seeing in the mirror.
Well, you know what? That's true. I mean, there's so many people that have had like facelifts and stuff. Listen, I love Kenny Rogers. God bless him. But but he does not look like Kenny Rogers to me any longer.
A lot of them don't look like themselves anymore.
Okay, well,
did you see Mary God bless Mary Tyler Moore before she passed away. Did you see what happened after her?
Hey, I just want to talk about the chick in the gym that scares the crap out of me every time she walks by, okay? Because I'm telling you what, you guys, you can look at her and the body that she's sporting in the gym is actually medically enhanced. Because nobody's ass is that round
when you're that age.
And the reason why I know she's that age is because her face has been injected with so much stuff. She's got the implants in her cheeks.
Okay.
She's got the Botox in her forehead, so she has no expression in her face.
Right, right.
She's got the collagen stuff in her lips, and she actually looks like a mask. Okay.
But you know what? Yeah. There are some doctors I do believe that can listen. Jane Fonda looks awesome. Okay.
I don't want to talk about her. Okay.
No, but
I don't want to talk about her.
Listen,
I don't care how she looks. I don't like her. Okay,
but listen, there's a lot of people that have enhancements that look really good.
But I'm not just talking about the surgery. I'm talking about the products, okay?
That's true. Okay.
So there's this one I've been seeing on TV lately where this woman is like, how would you like to look decades, not years, but decades younger? Well, everybody would like to look decades younger.
Of course.
Younger,
yeah. Of course.
For the product that she's pushing is actually a human growth hormone that you take to make you...
I would not do that.
See, that's my whole point. Okay,
no.
All I want to know is this. All of us were raised on stuff like Wonder Bread, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonder.
With the vitamins and the minerals and everything good processed out of it, but...
they had to put it back
everything
in.
That we ate growing up, from Pop-Tarts to Wonder Twinkies. Bread...
to,
what did it have? It had preservatives. So we spent decades eating all these preservatives, but they didn't preserve us, okay?
I want to know why not. Diana, that is a damn good point.
See, that's my whole point.
So we should need those enhancements.
You know what?
We should be able to live forever.
Preservatives don't preserve us. What a great concept.
Huh.
I'm mad about that now. I think we ought to file a class action lawsuit.
Against Twinkies.
Preservatives don't preserve
us. Because Twinkies last forever, and I ate enough of those.
Twinkies?
No, think about it, right? I mean, they're shelf life.
Oh, my God, you are too flipping funny.
That's my point.
Yeah.
I don't want injections. I don't want the human growth hormone.
You know what?
You want to eat Twinkies.
I can't even remember the name of it, but I did a multi-level company for a couple of months, I'm sorry to say, that had that crap that you put under your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? It really does work. But here's the deal. If you have to do it every day. It just lasts until you wash your face.
Right. Right.
And it you know what? It's just kind of like tightening stuff. I mean, you could probably, didn't they used to do egg whites or something to tighten up your face?
We need to pull out those books of yours from the 70s with the
helpful hints.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway,
Ellen's
girls,
guys,
Eloise
helpful hints
all of us
too,
of a certain age that grew up eating all this stuff with preservatives, I really, really think that we need to look into a class action lawsuit against Wonder Bread. And all those other
Twinkies,
ones, because I am not as well preserved as all of the preservatives that I ate.
You know what? We are what we are, okay? I mean,
if are what we eat, then why am I not preserved? This is my whole
Listen, life. I'm in my late 60s, and that's what it is. I'm not going to look like I did. I just showed you guys pictures earlier in my 20s.
Oh, you was a hotsy tatsy.
When I was down on Lake Michigan on Kathy and Bob's boat with Lynn, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't be in your late 60s and look like you're 20.
No, you can't. No, that would just
be just
freaky.
Not going to happen,
that
man.
And for all you people out there trying, stop it.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with how we are now. We're okay in our skins.
You know, it's not just reaching a certain age that makes you self-sufficient. It's the things that you've learned along the way.
Well,
you know, how to do it yourself, for example. And don't get any ideas out there. This is a G-rated family show.
Yes, it is.
So stop with that. I don't know, just stop it.
Don't think anything bad, you
Nothing.
Guys.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's not bad.
So do it yourself projects, okay?
Go,
Terry, go.
Oh, I'm like, I don't even want to talk about do it yourself projects. We are remodeling the kitchen.
And have been since
when?
Since Thanksgiving of last year.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's August.
It's August.
It's August today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had the whole summer. But I have to say, I've learned how to build cabinets.
Yes,
good
she
for
has.
You.
Because when they came, they were in flat boxes.
Bravo.
And they weren't even from IKEA, but she still had to put them together.
Yeah, I did. No directions.
So with no directions.
that was the best part. So building the cabinets and then making the drawers and putting the handles on the drawers, it was hilarious.
Centering them.
Oh, absolutely. You have to get this like little jig thing and it lines everything up to make sure the holes are all the same. But the crazy part was, I said, no handles. Too much
work. What do you mean
no handles?
Handles
in the kitchen. I was not going to put handles on the cabinets.
Because, why?
Because I didn't want to have to do it.
But wait, are there holes for the handles?
Oh, no,
they're not pre-drilled. Mm-mm. She would have to do that herself.
I had to do it myself.
Oh, well, do it yourself. So
you know what? I don't have any handles on my cabinets. If you go look, then you just open
them.
And
we didn't before, but you know, I'd break nails trying to open cabinets and that sort of thing. So I was we ordered handles. So I got brave. I said, okay, we'll just put them on just the drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like,
no.
Well, we can't do it just on the drawers.
It won't look good.
We'll do it just on the doors below the countertops.
But
not the ones up there because I didn't want to do anymore.
But did you do it?
Yes.
Of course you did.
Handles?
Handles on
everything. Now, the last picture you sent me, there were no handles.
I have new pictures I'll have to show. Now there are handles.
So she bungee jumps and she assembles cabinets and she installs handles.
There we go.
Okay, so
we have no idea what else she does, but listen, send your questions to babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
Yeah.
No, Gmail.
Oh, at gmail.com.
Yeah.
But you were talking about other projects.
Well,
do it yourself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Home improvement projects are lots of fun.
I used to love them. You know what?
Few.
When I lived in California, we did a ton of stuff on the house when I was married to David. I loved the do-it-yourself projects.
Yeah. And if you end up not getting divorced while you're in the midst of it, it's always a good thing. But this I got to tell you, many years ago when my husband and I were first living together, we were living with his brother in this little 900 square foot house.
Oh my God.
Teeny tiny imagine? House. Okay. And it was built in the 50s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the cabinets were a really good wood, but they had this almost an orange stain to them and they were varnished.
Okay.
So my brother-in-law decided that he wanted to refinish the cabinets because the person across the street was doing it and it looked like it was going to be easy.
Yeah.
Not really. Okay. Because first you had to strip all that varnish off.
Never easy.
Then you had to sand everything down.
You reminded me of a story.
But anyway, I kind of threw myself into that project, and I was actually quite proud.
Yes.
Of how it turned out. So you and I have cabinets in common now. Built your own. I refinished a set or
you know
two.
What?
The sander was me with a block and some sandpaper. So I developed some really awesome muscles. Of course, I was in my 20s, so that was an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. So we do that. But Beth, you do self-improvement. You know,
where's she going with this?
It's not just home improvement, it's self-improvement. Explain to our listeners what you take care of on your own, because you just don't want to waste your money paying somebody else to do it.
Like,
well, what? The hair.
Oh, my hair? Oh, yeah.
The hair.
You know what? When I was 18, I decided I wanted to look a little blonder. Do you remember Summer Blonde?
Oh, I got a story for that too, but yeah,
okay.
I do.
Yeah.
Summer Blonde. And I used to just put a little bit of blonde in it, just make it a little lighter. Mm-hmm. And one day my friend Renee came over and I'm dyeing my hair and she goes, leave it on 20 minutes. I'm like, no, 5 minutes, that's all. Beth, come on, leave it on. So, of course, your friend tells you something, you're an idiot, you do it. Thanks, Renee.
Yeah.
So I did, and when I rinsed it on, I was blonde. I mean, I just showed you guys a picture of me in the 70s. I was like totally blonde.
I was worried she was going to say orange.
No. It was totally blonde. And you know what? I've been dyeing my hair ever since. I mean, I've been dyeing my hair for what? Almost 50 years
and
now?
And cutting it.
I do cut. Well, now I used to go to a hairdresser to have it cut.
A long time.
I did.
Uh-huh.
When I lived in LA.
A long time.
What happened,
ago.
I moved to Vegas in 1999.
And there's no hairdressers here, no.
No, I like my hair layered. You know how it looks, okay? So every time I would go somewhere here in Vegas, I'd say, I want it to like flow, like layered, and it would be chunk, chunk, chunk. And I would leave there being so frustrated. And just before I married Grady, this girl Ginger that used to cut my hair in L.A. came out here to visit, and she took one look at me and goes, do you want me to fix this or what?
That whole feathered thing from the 70s.
Yeah, she's got this retro shag that just won't quit.
I love
it. It's awesome.
And so I'm like, yeah. So she goes out in my garage and like cuts my hair and it looks awesome. And I was watching what she's doing. And after I got married to Grady, I thought, you know what? I watched what Ginger did. I wonder if I could do this myself. And I tried it, and it came out really good. So since 2003, I have only had my hair cut by a professional one time, and I was so sorry I did it.
See?
Wow.
And you guys, as you get to know Beth better, like we know Beth, you'll find out that once Beth puts her mind to learning how to do something, she aces it.
Yeah,
now,
thank
see,
you.
The hair dye thing, mine was a teenage faux pas. I have very dark, naturally dark brown hair that would get these beautiful auburn and blonde highlights in it in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
Well, I wanted to enhance that, help it along a little bit. And when I was a teenager, there was a product called Sun In. And the tag was Sun In, Sunlight, and You'll Be Blonder Tonight. Yeah, that one.
Yep.
Okay, so you were supposed to paint it through strands. No, I kind of did a glob that was right, you know, where my part was, because it was in the 70s. My hair was parted down the middle and very long.
Yeah.
So I had this almost white dot where I tried to highlight my hair. Needless to say, it took a long time to grow out. And that was the last time that I unprofessionally touched up my hair.
Well, you know what? We have to do some more do-it-yourself banter.
I think we should.
We'll come back to this. And if anyone out there has any do-it-yourself stories, send it to us at babesinvoiceland@gmail.com.
And we will read it on the air.
Thanks for listening. Remember, whenever or wherever you have 20 minutes, check us out on Apple Podcasts, www.dbtv.com, or visit us on our website, babesinvoiceland.com.